On a side note tonight, I had a snack before the show that I had heard great things about, but had not tried at any point in time before. Like I tend to eat pretty healthy, and I was caught in a position where I didn't have enough time to go home and get food, and my dinner wasn't enough for me before we got this whole Night Moves thing rolling. And I only had enough change to get the 50-cent line in the vending machine. And the play I went with was the Hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get it. You guys remember when this went viral a couple of years ago? Music video of little kids rapping about how much they like Hot Cheetos and Takis. I had actually never tried the Hot Cheetos before. I had tried Cheetos, obviously. Like, who hasn't had Cheetos? But I'd never gone with the Hot Cheetos, and they were actually pretty solid. Now, I'll admit this. I have no idea what a Takis is. I went with the Hot Cheetos play, and I'll say this, that, like, usually when I eat something, I like to look at it and tell where it came from. Like, if I'm eating a steak, I know that that used to be a cow, right? That's part of a cow. If I'm eating a baked potato, I know that someone's pulled this potato out of the ground. And then there's a whole classification of foods like Cheetos, Pop-Tarts, Oreos. And I'm like, where the hell did you come from? Like, how many different random ingredients are you? There's not an Oreo tree outside. No one picked this Cheeto off of a tree or pulled it out of the ground. This Hot Cheeto that I'm eating, like, what actually is this? I get freaked out by that sometimes because mainly I'm a weird dude. But I did enjoy those Hot Cheetos, and I don't know if I would quite say make a music video about them called Hot Cheetos and Takis. I don't know if I'm motivated to do a sequel to that, but not a bad play from the vending machine given the situation I was in, right?